Epilogue. Inventory of Estate. Friday, December 2nd to Sunday, December 18th. Janini met Sallender in the bar of the Sudra Theatre at 9. Sallender was drinking beer and was already coming to the end of her second glass. "Sorry I'm late," Janini said, glancing at her watch. "I had to deal with another client."
"That's okay," said Lisbeth.
"What are you celebrating?"
"Nothing. I just feel like getting drunk."
Janini looked at her sceptically and took a seat.
"Do you often feel that way?" "I drank myself stupid after I was released, but I have no tendency to alcoholism. It just occurred to me that for the first time in my life, I have a legal right to get drunk here in Sweden."
Janini ordered a Campari.
"Do you want to drink alone?" she said. "Or do you like some company?" "Preferably alone. But if you don't talk too much, you can sit with me. I take it you don't feel like coming home with me and having sex."
"I beg your pardon," Janini said.
"No, I didn't think so. You're one of those insanely heterosexual people."
Janini suddenly looked amused. "That's the first time in my life that one of my clients has propositioned me."
"Are you interested?"
"No, not in the least, sorry. But thanks for the offer."
"So what was it you wanted, counsellor?"
"Two things. Either I quit as your lawyer here and now, or you start answering your phone when I call. We've already had this discussion when you were released." Sallender looked at Janini. "I've been trying to reach you for a week. I've called, I've sent letters, I've emailed.
I've been away.
In fact, you've been impossible to get a hold of for most of the fall. This just isn't working. I said I would represent you in all negotiations with the government. There are formalities that have to be taken care of. Papers to be signed, questions to be answered. I have to be able to reach you, and I have no wish to be made to feel like an idiot because I don't know where the hell you are."
"I was away again for 2 weeks. I came home yesterday and called you as soon as I knew you were looking for me."
"That's not good enough. You have to keep me informed of where you are and get in touch at least once a week until all the issues about compensation and such are resolved."
"I don't give a shit about compensation. I just want the government to leave me alone."
"But the government isn't going to leave you alone, no matter how much you may want it to. Your acquittal has set in motion a long chain of consequences. It's not just about you. Teleborian is going to be charged for what he did to you. You're going to have to testify. Ekstrom is the subject of an investigation for dereliction of duty, and he may even be charged too if it turns out that he deliberately disregarded his duty at the behest of the section." Sallender raised her eyebrows. For a moment she looked interested.
"I don't think it's going to come to an indictment. He was led up the garden path by the section, and in fact he had nothing to do with them. But as recently as last week, a prosecutor initiated a preliminary investigation against the guardianship agency. It involves several reports being sent to the parliamentary ombudsman, as well as a report to the Ministry of Justice."
"I didn't report anyone."
"No, but it's obvious that there has been gross dereliction of duty. You're not the only person affected."
Sallender shrugged.
"This has nothing to do with me. But I promise to be in closer contact with you. These last 2 weeks have been an exception. I've been working."
Janini did not look as though she believed her.
"What are you working on?"
"Consulting."
"I see," she said.
"The other thing is that the inventory of the estate is now ready."
"Inventory of what estate?"
"Your father's. The state's legal representative contacted me since nobody seemed to know how to get in touch with you. You and your sister are the sole heirs."
Sallender looked at Janini blankly. Then she caught the waitress's eye and pointed at her glass.
"I don't want any inheritance from my father. Do whatever the hell you want with it."
"Wrong. You can do what you want with the inheritance. My job is to see to it that you have the opportunity to do so."
"I don't want a single ore from that pig."
"Then give the money to Greenpeace or something."
"I don't give a shit about Wales."
Janina's voice suddenly softened.
"Lisbeth, if you're going to be a legally responsible citizen, then you're going to have to start behaving like one. I don't give a damn what you do with your money. Just sign here that you received it, and then you can get drunk in peace."
Sallender glanced at her and then looked down at the table. Annika assumed this was some kind of conciliatory gesture that perhaps corresponded to an apology in Sallender's limited repertoire of expressions.
"What kind of figures are we talking about?"
"They're not insignificant. Your father had about 300,000 kroner in shares. The property in Gossaberga would sell for around 1.5 million. There's a little woodland included.
and there are three other properties.
What sort of properties?
It seems that he invested a significant amount of money. There's nothing of enormous value, but he owns a small building in Uddevalla with 6 apartments, and they bring in some income. But the property is not in good shape. He didn't bother with upkeep. You won't get rich, but you get a good price if you sold it. He also owns a summer cabin in Småland that's worth around 250,000 kroner, plus he owns a dilapidated industrial site outside Norrtälje.
Why in the world did he buy all this shit?
I have no idea. However, the estate could bring in over 4 million kroner after taxes, but...
But what?
The inheritance has to be divided equally between you and your sister. The problem is that nobody knows where your sister is. Salander looked at Giannini in silence.
Well? Well what?
Where is your sister?
I have no idea. I haven't seen her for 10 years.
Her file is classified, but I found out that she's listed as out of the country.
I see,
Salander said, showing little interest. Giannini sighed in exasperation. I would suggest that we liquidate all the assets and deposit half the proceeds in the bank until your sister can be found. I can initiate the negotiations if you give me the go-ahead. Salander shrugged.
I don't want anything to do with his money.
I understand that, but the balance sheet still has to be sorted out. It's part of your responsibility as a citizen.
Sell the crap, then. Put half in the bank and send the rest to whoever you like.
Giannini stared at her. She had understood that Salander had money stashed away, but she had not realized that her client was so well off that she could ignore an inheritance that might amount to 1 million kroner or more. What's more, she had no idea where Salander had gotten her money, or how much was involved. On the other hand, she was keen to finalize the bureaucratic procedure.
Lisbeth, please, could you read through the estate inventory and give me the green light so that we can get this matter resolved?
Salander grumbled for a moment, but finally she acquiesced and stuffed the folder into her shoulder bag. She promised to read through it and send instructions as to what she wanted Giannini to do. Then she went back to her beer. Giannini kept her company for an hour, drinking mostly mineral water.